We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta know with Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
Hi, everybody. Midday show. Beningo and Roberts, Joe's on vacation. We all have a vacation from Ernie Acosta because he's off today. Dove is here. Connor Green is here. And we are broadcasting live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses are only at ShopRite. I want to be rational. I strive to be rational. I strive not to be emotional. But I'm a little worried. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried for many reasons. Where do you want me to start? You want me to start with the obvious? Okay. I'm worried about Jeff McNeil. I'm worried about Jeff McNeil because the Mets have absolutely, positively no depth. The New York Mets are not the New York Yankees. The New York Mets are not going to call up Mike Tauchman and have him hit .310. The Mets are not going to find Gio Urshela and have him compete for a batting title. So if Jeff McNeil is out with a significant hamstring injury, even if it's only 12 games like he missed earlier this season, the Mets are not equipped to deal with it. They're not equipped to just say, okay, Ruben Tejada, you've torn it up at AAA, go ahead. Or, hey, Dilson Herrera, you've looked good, go ahead. Or simply play Joe Panik every day at second base and Juan Lagares, who had the game of his life last night, in center field. They're not equipped for it. We all know that. The Mets have no depth right now. And so all of us, I think rightfully so, are going to sweat out and freak out the next few hours until we get an update on Jeff McNeil. Because Jeff McNeil was busting it leading off the ninth inning against Mark Melancon. And the hope was Freddie Freeman, who, from a sports perspective, let me make that clear, I can't stand his face. I just can't stand looking at him. Because, you know why? Because he's good. He's really, really good. And as good as he is, he's even better when he sees the New York Met logo. Whether it's defensively making scoops like he's Rico Bronya, or, you know, oh, hey, look, I'm Freddie Freeman. I got two hits. I was 2 for 3. That's like an off night for Freddie Freeman against the Mets when he gets two hits. But I can't stand looking at him. But he makes this great scoop, and McNeil is busting it down the line. We're all hoping, all right, maybe they could put a rally together against Mark Melancon after the Mets rally in the eighth inning. And to see McNeil hold the back of his leg, there was a pain going through all of our brains as that was happening. And so sometimes, even with the Mets, sometimes there is an injury and it looks far worse than it turns out to be. That's happened with Jacob deGrom a couple of times over the last 2 years. But I fear what you fear, what we all fear, and that is Jeff McNeil's going to have some kind of serious hamstring issue, and he's going to be out for weeks. And the Mets are not equipped to replace him. And no one's going to feel bad for the Mets because injuries are a part of the game. I mean, the Yankee fans listening right now know that full well. The difference is the Yankees have had next man up all season long, and everybody, for the most part, has contributed. Everybody. I just have a tough time believing that Panik and Lagares every day, or Ruben Tejada, or Dilson Herrera, not Aaron Altair, I won't even mention his name, that those guys will be able to fill in for a guy who's battling for a freaking batting title in McNeil, who, by the way, didn't have the greatest day yesterday. Struck out 3 times, had a couple of big opportunities. Point is, guy's hitting .332. The Mets can't afford to miss him. But besides that, because that's issue number one, it was just a really frustrating game as the Mets tried to bounce back from a loss, which happens. All right, they won 8 in a row. They were going to lose a game. But like I always say, what you always are afraid of is when that winning streak ends, what happens? When the last Met winning streak ended, they started a brand new winning streak. Everything's great. This time, it's a two-game losing streak now after losing last night. They have another game with the Atlanta Braves, who I think we all, just if you grew up in the 90s, even before that, you see Atlanta. I know it's a new ballpark now. It's SunTrust Park. But you see that logo. You see those fans with the tomahawk chop. And you just have all these negative memories of everything going wrong. And last night, here's what went wrong. And it starts in one very important place, and that's Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler failed last night. And right from the get-go, Zach Wheeler was mediocre. And then, even when he gives up a leadoff double to Max Fried in the second inning, when I'm thinking, all right, maybe Zach can settle down after a rocky first inning, that was just a sign of things to come. He was very, very mediocre. Ronald Acuna's hitting a bomb, and Zach Wheeler gave the New York Mets the definition of, you know, bad. Five innings, five runs. He gave up a million hits in this game. The positive was the bullpen kept it close. Brad Brock is off to a good start as a New York Met. Jairus Familia actually looked dominant with the one hitter he faced, striking out Charlie Culberson, and even Drew Gagneau looked good. But as we all know, if the New York Mets are going to beat the Atlanta Braves, if the New York Mets are going to beat the Washington Nationals, if the New York Mets are going to beat the Chicago Cubs, if the Mets are going to beat relatively good teams in the National League, the thing that they need to do better than everybody else is pitch from their starters. That's their strength. And Zach Wheeler, this has basically been the kind of year he's had. I mean, there have been performances where Zach Wheeler looks ultra dominant. Look at his last start against Miami. And then there's been this. He's been very up and down in a contract year. They need better than that, than what they got last night from Zach Wheeler. The other frustrating thing was when the Mets are trailing 5-1 and they can't figure out Max Fried, they had a few opportunities against him. You start to say to yourself, all right, it's not their night, they're going to lose. And they did show fight, not against Luke Jackson in the seventh inning, but against Shane Green in the eighth inning. And I'll tell you this about Shane Green. Shane Green is the poster boy for relievers who from year to year, you never know what you're going to get. Except he's doing it in the middle of a season. Shane Green has been an Atlanta Brave for 2 weeks. He has given up more runs as a Brave than he did as a Detroit Tiger. And that is why, now I admit early in the season, I was talking about trading for Shane Green, but that was in April, okay? But even now in July, I would have been scared to trade for him because I just don't know what I'm getting. And you really don't know what you're getting from any reliever in baseball. Let's be honest. Brad Hand was one of the best closers in baseball. Guy's just blown back-to-back saves. I mean, who's the best closer in baseball right now? Who is the most reliable closer in baseball right now? There's just nobody. But the Mets start to rally in the eighth inning. They get a couple of guys on base. They got a huge break when Wilson Ramos was going to ground in to just a this inning's going nowhere double play. But it wasn't made cleanly by Charlie Culberson. Maybe he was rushing it. Maybe he forgot Wilson Ramos is running. And they had opportunities. Juan Ligueras had a great night last night. I give him a lot of credit. That cue shot that got them their third run home. But when they scored the two runs against the trifecta of Shane Green, Jerry Blevins, and Anthony Swarzak, here was my attitude, and maybe it's a little naivete from what happened over the weekend. I'm thinking it's a 5-3 game. You're in the game. You're in the game. Two-run game. You're facing a guy in Mark Melancon who has just been named the Atlanta Brave closer because he has a history of closing games. Not because he's been dominant, not because he's been great. And the Braves, who blew games against the Miami Marlins over the weekend, I mean, this is a great opportunity to come back. And how about this kind of dramatic victory? Beat the Braves in Atlanta. Another come-from-behind victory. This time you're down by four. You plant more seeds in the heads of the Atlanta Braves that their bullpen's a mess. You already got to Shane Green. You sort of got to Anthony Swarzak. Not as much Blevins. He faced one guy and got him out. And what was a real punch in the gut was with the top of the order, McNeil, Rosario, and Alonso, they went down 1-2-3. I was almost sitting there expecting the dramatic, expecting the comeback, partially because the Mets had done it over the weekend against Washington, but also because Mark Melancon, for the most part, is not very good. So not only do you have a ninth inning in which the Mets go down 1-2-3, but you have a ninth inning in which potentially Jeff McNeil is going to miss significant time. So yeah, I know it's only a two-game losing streak. I know they still have two more games in this series against Atlanta. I know they've got Kansas City over the weekend. I know they've got a lot of games in their own building. I know that I should not, on August 14th, freak out, especially after the Mets had such a great run to even get back into this thing. But I'm frustrated. Why wouldn't you be? I just laid it out. The things we witnessed last night and the things we're worried about today. And I'll say this again about Jed Lowrie. And yeah, I'm going to bring his name up. This guy needs to recover from whatever he's dealing with. Because when the Mets season was going nowhere, I think we all just laughed at Jed Lowrie. We laughed. We hear Jed Lowrie's name, we laugh. Oh, he doesn't exist. Who cares about him? Well, now we all should care about him. Because they need him. This team has no depth to begin with. They may miss Jeff McNeil for God knows how long. Todd Frazier, I know Todd Frazier had a couple of hits yesterday. But hey, SNY, can you show me if he was hustling or not on that double? Because when Todd Frazier hit that double, and this actually annoyed me. I don't know why I was so annoyed about this. I even tweeted about it. I didn't tweet much last night, but I tweeted about this. Todd Frazier in the inning where he got thrown out at the plate, I'm not even going to get on him about that. That was just a great throw by Acuna. What am I going to complain about? It was a perfect, perfect throw. It was a fine send. He was thrown out. It is what it is. Todd hits a ball off the top of the fence. And if Ender Inciarte makes a halfway decent throw, Todd Frazier's dead at second base. And my reaction watching this game, I'm looking at Dove as if Dove actually watched this game. Dove was not watching this game. But my thought was, there's no way Todd was running that ball out. There's no way. How is he almost out by a mile on a ball off the top of the fence? Now, as we sit here today, I can't say he wasn't hustling because SNY doesn't even show us a replay. This is why I like going to baseball games. I like going to baseball games because I don't have to deal with subpar TV coverage. Now, the problem is if I'm going to the game, unless I'm staring at Todd Frazier, I would still need the replay. So I admit that, but at least I'd be less frustrated about it because I was at the game. So I still can't tell you if Todd Frazier was running or not. And a buddy of mine, the famous Adam Eaton from my fantasy league, was yelling at me saying, Evan, who cares if he was running or not? He was safe. Well, I'm sorry. I don't look at it that way. Who cares? He would have been thrown out by a mile if the throw was halfway decent. So that annoyed me. And look, Juan Lagares came through with a base hit. He did. I really can't crush anybody on the send. Acuna is a stud. And as much as I can't stand looking at Freddie Freeman's face, it's only going to build with Ronald Acuna because that guy is a stud and a half. And he's a baby. I mean, he's in his early 20s. But he is a tremendous, tremendous young player. And he made a hell of a throw. And the Mets lost a frustrating game against the Atlanta Braves. And oh, by the way, not everybody, but most of the teams around them in the wild card race won last night, including the Philadelphia Phillies, who got a real quality performance by Jason Vargas. Really good idea by the Mets to send a guy who's been having a good year to a team you're competing with for a wild card spot. Great, great plan, Brody. You think you're in it, but go send him to a team inside your division. So we'll get your reaction to the Mets. We'll keep you posted on any Jeff McNeil news. We'll talk some Yankees as well. They just did what they do. I mean, what is there to say? DJ LeMahieu swings at the first pitch. It's a home run. Yankees score a ton of runs without having to hit another home run. Domingo Germán continues to be in full control. Guy goes out there and just throws strikes. That's what he does. And the Yankees continuing to Harlem Globetrotter the Washington General Baltimore Orioles. And today, in about 3 hours, they're going to try to make it 17-2. And as bad as the Orioles have been this year, I am sure that I have said on numerous occasions, quote, as bad as the Orioles are and as good as the Yankees are, it's not like they're going to go 17-2 against them. Well, they're a win away from doing that. So we'll talk some Yankees and we'll get to John Mara's comments yesterday concerning Eli Manning and Daniel Jones. There's a lot to talk about. We're taking you right up till the Yankee pregame show at 12:25, and we will give you an opportunity to win Yankee tickets as well. It's the midday show. Joe is probably playing golf. I'm here until Yankee pregame.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.